Yemen's president, prime minister, two deputies, the heads of the two houses of parliament, and the head of the ruling party's legislative bloc were all evacuated to Saudi Arabia after an attack on the presidential palace last week. But the unrest that has engulfed the nation for months shows no signs of ending. Joining us on the line is Robert Powell, senior Middle East analyst with the Economist Intelligence Unit. Mr. Powell, why does the fighting continue?
In part because there's so many different players involved. If you have an enormous power vacuum, there's always a high risk of a free-for-all, and things are descending to an extent in that direction. However, there is, at least in the capital, a truce that is holding, and talks are now ongoing between the ruling party and the opposition to agree a way forward. So I would say that in reality, there is a window of opportunity open right now to agree a new political consensus.
If the fighting continues, can we expect to see outside intervention in Yemen like we've seen in other places like Libya, for instance?
I don't think there's any appetite within the US or the EU for another military adventure of the sort we've seen in Libya. But you would see perhaps some intervention just to rescue civilians from the EU and the like. So the British have sent some warships off the coast of Yemen if they need to evacuate. But direct military intervention is unlikely, with one exception, which is Saudi Arabia. It may actually seek to offer support, be it clandestine military or maybe even overt airstrikes, for one of the tribal parties that it considers to be an ally.
It considers it a close enough ally that it would actually intervene?
It has become militarily involved in Yemen in the past. In late 2009, a border post was attacked by some Zaydi Shia rebels in the north of Yemen, right on the border with Saudi Arabia. And they actually took quite a large number of troops, and Saudi Arabia lost some 130,000 soldiers in the ensuing fighting. They have shown an appetite to get militarily involved in Saudi Arabia before. More likely, however, they would probably seek to provide equipment and funds for a party to ensure their victory. I don't see them sending in large numbers of ground forces, however.
If President Saleh does not return to Yemen, what's next?
Well, constitutionally, if the president is disabled, the vice president takes over for 60 days. And this is what the opposition are pushing for now, for the vice president to actually take charge so new elections can be organized. However, having credible elections amid the ongoing unrest will be extremely difficult and very challenging. But it is, at least constitutionally, there is at least a way forward that would allow the country to move ahead.
But what happens to the region if Yemen becomes a failed state?
It's a major concern, particularly for Saudi Arabia. There is, of course, a relatively large al-Qaeda presence within Yemen, and they have shown appetite to launch attacks over their borders, both into Saudi Arabia and actually over the U.S. in the past. There would be great fear that they would be emboldened by the failed state scenario, and that they will be able to operate freely without any sort of hindrance, and as such would be far better placed to launch multiple large-scale attacks on the countries surrounding Yemen.
How frightened are you about the possibility that al-Qaeda may come to be a major player in Yemen?
It is a concern. Their size is often exaggerated. We're only talking about a few hundred people here. But only a few people can cause enormous amount of damage, of course, as we've seen in 9/11 and elsewhere. It is a concern that's deeply shared within the region and in the U.S., and indeed General Petraeus, when he was running the Middle East security portfolio, he went to Yemen several times to push very hard on this front. So it is actually a major fear in the U.S. and elsewhere.
What about the fear of al-Qaeda and the fighting and the unrest and the instability? What is this all doing to Yemen's economy?
It's having appalling consequences. The estimates are that the unrest has cost it something like $4 billion, which is almost, 20% of its GDP. And that's because all kinds of oil production has been disrupted and business has also been disrupted. And this is a country that is already extremely poor. And so unless these difficulties can be overcome quickly, there will actually be a need, more than likely, for large-scale foreign aid into Yemen.
Thank you, Mr. Powell. That's Robert Powell, senior Middle East analyst with the Economist Intelligence Unit in New York. Nearly 400 people have been killed in Yemen since the popular uprising against Mr. Saleh's 33-year rule began in January. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.